The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Suzanne Bandick. For those of you guys that don't know Suzanne, which is all of you, because I think it's just our clients that kind of know her, she is the best. So I have to ask. I have a feel. If I was a listener to this podcast, I would kind of fast forward to the Suzanne episodes because her energy, if you're just having a bad day, you just don't feel great about life, listen to a Suzanne episode. If that doesn't make you feel just a little better about the world, listen again. You weren't paying attention. So don't mean to build her up too much. She's like, oh, that's a lot of pressure, man. But Suzanne's the best. I'm going to introduce the topic, but I have to give credit where credit is due. As for all the good topics, or most of the good topics that we do, it was Suzanne's idea. She and I loved it. I always do. And we're probably 9 out of 10 where she'll slack me and go, hey, here's what I'm thinking we talk about on the podcast. I'm like, yes, that is so much better than the nonsense I was thinking. Decision making, not just, you know, for me on the tactical, because the way we break it up is, I know a little bit about mindset, having been in business 20 years, but I'm really good at tactical. And Suzanne's a pretty bright business lady, but she's world-class when it comes to mindset. So I always look at it, decision-making on the tactical side, right? The more decisions you make, the better you get at it, the faster you do it. If you make a decision that doesn't work, make another decision. There's so many tactical reasons to make decisions. And I don't think that's the best reason to be decisive. The best reason to be decisive is what Suzanne's going to talk about today. So the floor is yours, sister.
Ooh, thank you. All right. Today's topic is the energy drain that you are going to feel when you're not taking action and you're not making a decision. Or shall I say, not making the decision and taking action on the decision. It causes us to feel stressed, tired, exhausted. I'm going to ask everyone, have you been feeling that way lately? And I'm going to ask you, what have you been ignoring doing?
I don't know who said it. I wish I did so I could give credit where credit is due. But one of my most repeated quotes is, the loneliest places in the world are your deathbed and right before you go on stage. And I've not been on my deathbed, God willing, yet, but I have gone on stage. And I'm a pretty good, I like talking, I like whatever. I think my stress would be lower than most folks, but it's still a little bit. And you get that, you know, the butterfly, you know, whatever, and that nervous energy. And it is shocking when you go out, it all goes away for me. And I've talked to other speakers, and that seems to be pre-speaking, not great. During speaking, amazing. So with that one, there's a bit of a rule. I can't do this thing because the audience expects me to start at 1 and it's 12:51. So like, I have to wait 9 minutes. So that stress sucks, but it's, I don't say unavoidable, but it's something you're just gonna have to deal with. I have found the best, and I say that just because I don't know how many people have been on stage, that non-decisive feeling is very similar to that pre-going on stage feeling. One, I can do something about making a decision. The other one I can't. So like, I promise you, I still remember the one time I showed up inadvertently like 2 hours early for a speech. Worst 2 hours of my life. I couldn't leave. I couldn't relax. Just standing there going like insane. And if I could have made a decision, be like, go on stage now. Oh my God, that would have been so good. It would have been the best 2 hours. Save me 2 hours. But I couldn't. When it comes to decision-making, I think we walk around with that stress. And it's self-imposed. It's one thing when the speech doesn't start for 2 hours. Another thing when you're like, I just choose this.
And it's a habit. Okay, it's a habit of feeling stressed, and you may find yourself saying the words, and this is what I would encourage you to recognize. Listen to your talk. When you say, I'm feeling stressed, I'm so busy, I feel tired all the time. Mm. I don't know what's going on. Mm. It's the habit of saying, it's okay to feel stressed. It's okay to feel tired. This is just the way I am. It doesn't have to be that way. Okay, it doesn't have to be that way, because what I'm going to say is that not making the decision, not taking the action that you know you need to do, the waffling back and forth, should I, shouldn't I? Have we all been there, right? Should I, shouldn't I? Is this right? Is this whatever? It's like an unseen vampire. It's sucking our energy. and it's making us perform and show up in less than we should.
And it's one thing, there's certain things I do that give energy and certain things I do that don't give as much energy. And, you know, like I love being with my son. But I'll be honest, Christian, if you're listening to this, older Christian's only 8, so I don't think he's listening. But if you ever listen to this, boy, can he suck the heck out of my energy sometimes, right? Like he's just a little bit exhausting. Most of the time, joyful, but sometimes I will take that exhaustion because I'm making an investment in something, in my son, in a human being that is for me, ideally gonna be a lifelong relationship. So great investment of my time and energy. What I see is this lack of decisiveness is just pissing it away. Like just going into a stress room and just hanging out for an hour and getting nothing. You just come out straight. Like there's just no purpose other than going, I guess there's a, I hate saying benefit, huge air quote. There's a benefit of not making the decision or putting the decision off, which I found, you know, on the, we all know from third grade, when you get the multiple choice test, go with your gut. Your first answer is probably the right one. Most of the time, you know the god dang answer. You just don't want to say it out loud. And you're like, let me hang out in the stress room for an hour, a day, a week, a month. And again, if it's for a purpose, I get it. You know, not everything's joyful and we have to do sometimes things that suck energy. This ain't one of them. Why opt into more? Like,
Well, even so, if it's not something that we want to do, that's often why we don't do it, right? Okay, let's talk about in the cleaning world, as I deal with this all the time. You've got cleaners who are fighting. You need to go in there and figure out what's going on and discipline one or take action. And you put it off because you think, are they going to like me? Am I a good boss, right?
are
It
they going to
usually,
quit and I have to clean?
yeah, we've got a multitude of things. But the longer you leave a decision that you know you need to take action on, the longer you leave that, the more it sucks your energy and it affects your life and your business. So to do even the things that you know you don't really want to do them and have them done, you're going to take back your power and you're going to feel your energy.
Yeah. That's all I have to say. Usually I have a big rant. Yes, that's my response. Yes, 1,000% yes.
Yes. Right. It's the same thing with a client. Again, in the cleaner world, you've got a client who's not treating you well, who's demanding too much, who's maybe not even paying on time. What do you do with the client? You've got this push and pull sometimes of, oh, but at least they're a client. Oh, but what if I do it wrong? Oh, but what if they don't like me? No, take the action, make the best. This is the key, folks. Make the best decision with the information you have now.
I love that.
Okay, make the best decision that you can because sometimes we worry about will it be perfect? Will it be the right decision? What if I make the wrong decision? How long are you going to let your this vampire suck out your energy?
I would literally rather make the wrong decision today than quote unquote, and again, wrong and right are very subjective, but we'll just pretend, than the right decision 2 weeks from never or in the future because I see not making a decision is trying to steer a parked car. It's just frustrating. You're just sitting there, right? Like I'd rather if I got a 20-minute drive and it one's 30 miles away on the freeway and one's I did this in Miami once. Nothing more devastating than you put in a place 6 miles away and it's like 43 minutes. You're like, what? Like it's just life sucking, right? It's like, and again, if I was going, you know, 60 miles away in 43 minutes, I'm like, all right, well, there you go. Let's roll. So I really see that not making a decision, sitting in a parked car and you go, I might go the wrong direction. Maybe, but once you start going the wrong direction, you'll start going, this doesn't look right. This, and you can turn around. But when you just sit in that god dang car, is nothing. It's just miserable. Just misery. And it's self-inflicted. It's the worst misery. It's one thing when my kids screaming or doing something terrible. I'm like, I love them or other humans or things. But when you're like, this is completely within my prerogative and I choose misery.
Wow. Suzanne says, wow. Oh, you
You
took
tapped
me
into
there.
some
You,
energy, Suzanne.
Mike, you took me there for a minute. Man, you zapped my energy.
I'm so sorry. See, Suzanne gives energy. I suck it. We're a great team. If you're not Suzanne, it's great to be her partner, not so good to be mine.
Actually, that was a great example and a side note, not the topic in total that I wanted to, you know, when we're talking about making decisions, but side note, everyone, check out the people you hang around. Like, this is
Right.
not, You know what just happened between Mike and I is not the norm by any means. Mike continually, because of his entrepreneur mentality and his excitement for life, Mike, you tend to give me energy. You just
Yay.
took me as an example into that scenario, and I momentarily got sucked in, but I know how to
She's
pull
out.
myself back out. The point is, a little side note is pay attention to the people that you hang around with.
Such a point.
If you feel better after having interacted with someone than when you first met them, that's a keeper relationship. But if you leave your meeting with someone and you feel drained emotionally, it's not the best relationship to have.
Red flag at the minimum.
Yeah,
And not
it's
a.
you've got to be aware. You've got to be aware of the situations and the people that give you energy and those that drain you energy. And it could even be the topic that you're discussing.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
So let's go into close. This is just a side note here, still on a side note, but I got to say it because it came up. Sometimes family doesn't understand the whole entrepreneurial spirit that we have, and sometimes their wisdom or their advice or what they're saying is not empowering to us. So my suggestion is, because you can't just cut family willy-nilly out of your life, is when you get together at those dinners, you steer the conversation to something else, a different topic. So you're not talking about the topic that makes you feel bad. Talk about something else.
Yeah,
And
live and
that's
let live.
being aware. It's being aware of energy. What I'm trying to encourage everyone here to do is realize that if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling like sometimes it goes to the point where you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning, right? You're just feeling so down. Just think about, wait a minute, where potentially is my energy being drained? And then how can I take action? What can I do about it?
Let me make a, I'll say controversial. I don't know if you're going to respond, if you're going to agree or disagree. So, which is my favorite sort. And this is not my, so this is literally, if Suzanne and I were having a private conversation, I would ask her this for my own benefit. And I'm assuming some of you might be crazy like me and also get benefit. So again, Suzanne has actually studied how the mind works and how to make decisions. So she's got the receipts for this conversation. I've only been in business over at a fairly high level for 20 years. So I've got the experience, but not the focused attention that Suzanne's given it. So I love our dynamic because we both just have a different perspective to bring. So for me, Suzanne, let's use a pretty obvious one because you started and I thought it was a good analogy. I have two employees, drama, 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 and I know I should fire them. Let's just say my gut tells, I know it. Okay. Maybe I've admitted that to myself or to other humans. Maybe I've not. But if I just gun to head, answer within a second, I know I gotta fire them. Okay. I'm not willing to. I'm too scared. They're going to quit. Whatever drama I make up in my head, some of which may be true, most of which probably will not be. My tendency is to decide not to fire them. I would literally rather make a wrong decision and go, fine, I know I should fire them. I'm not willing. I'm weak and I'm dumb. And I'm just like, same thing with my to-do list. If I got a to-do list and something's been on it for 3 weeks, I go, well, it would never be. I'd leave it on for a week and I either go, listen, you're obviously thought you should do this and you put it on the list. It's been a week and you have it. So now reality tells me you're not that committed to doing it. Why don't we just take it off? And then I'll play a game with my, hey, if it's not off by the end, if you don't do it by the end, take it off. You don't get to have it on anymore. So same thing. If I'm not willing to have the conversation to fire them, I'm just going to go, fine. I know this is bad, but I don't care. I'm just going to let them go. And again, what I didn't love about that, Suzanne, and you, I don't want to say fixed it for me, but fixed it in my head. That's the decision I have now. Because what I know is going to happen is at some point in the future, they're going to go nuts and someone's going to stab somebody. I'm like, okay, now I got to fire somebody. But that'll be a different thing. Would you agree with that? Or am I being crazy? Because I'm so committed. And again, I'm not saying this for the topic. I literally am so committed to making a goddamn decision. I will make a wrong one and go, okay, even if this isn't right, I'm not going to fight with myself about it anymore. Because what we do is we beat ourselves. I should fire them. I know I should fire them, but I won't. And we just go round and round. I would rather make the wrong gosh darn decision and just let it sit. Is that insane?
Well, in this particular example, Mike, you're choosing not to fire them is still feeding into the problem. You're still going to have to
Interesting.
deal with that every single day.
So what's the so that's one option, which I'm okay not being the right option. Second option is still not firing them, but beating. So I guess really what I'm saying is I it's an upgraded decision. You probably got a better one still. I'm going from not firing them and beating myself up all the time over it to, and again, I'm assuming I can't fire them. Like I'm too scared. I'm overwhelmed. So instead of beating myself up for not firing them, I'm going to just give myself permission to go, yes, I know this is a bad decision. I'm just going to do it and not feel like a little chubby. And when I eat foods I shouldn't, I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to eat it, I'm just going to not beat myself up about it, or I'm not going to eat it. But the so what would be a better third decision other than the obvious answer of just do the right thing, assuming I'm
Okay.
weak and scared?
Okay. Even at weak and scared, if the decision you know you have to make is fire them both, do it. The sooner, the better. Now, every decision we make, we have the ability to make it the right decision.
Tell me about that.
Okay. So now we say, okay, I've decided to fire them. Guess what? That stress is gone. Your empowerment is back. Your energy is back because you're feeling good about having made a decision. Now, to follow through, you say, now what do I need to do? I need to hire more people. Hopefully, you've had the hiring funnel going before this. But you say, okay, now who's going to do the work? Who can I transfer in just for a short time, even if they have to work a little bit more hours? Who can I put in? How am I going to get the hiring funnel done? And you get the steps done. And before you know it, you've had the double impact of you are empowered, you're feeling your energy back, and you're better than ever.
It's
And
just
your
such a
business
take
is better
control
than ever.
thing. It
It is.
just feels for me. I don't know if everyone's wired that way, but that would make me feel better. Like, all right, I'm getting in the middle of this thing and I don't want to fuss with it, but we're here. Let's do it. Let's that still feels better than putting it off.
And I guarantee if you know, okay, if you're not sure what decision to make, you talk to the employees, you see if they're going to work things out, if it's going to get better, you separate them, you do whatever you have to do, right? So that's the one option if you're not sure. But if you've done that and you're like, they've got to go because they're going to affect me, they're going to affect the other team, they're going to affect my clients, they're going to cause us a problem, they got to go. If you don't take that action, you will forever live in a habitual, stressful environment.
That's so good. I'm going to give a completely non-related, I don't say proof, but something that really adds to this point. So in marketing, I got this from Russell Brunson. Definitely want to give credit where credit is due. He made such a good point when he's talking, and this is online digital marketing. So complete side note bonus that has nothing to do with it, and we'll tie it back and it'll be a bow on it, and I'll let Suzanne end with whatever thought she has. When you're doing online marketing and you do a good job, let's say it's weight loss, right? We'll take these pills and you lose some weight, right? If you're a good marketer, once they buy the thing, you'll give them an offer for something else, right? Like they're already a buyer, that you know they've got a problem, that you know that they'll pay for a solution. Now is a great time to offer more. So what a lot of people will do is give me $30 and I'll give you a month's supply of this pill. Great. Well, if you buy now, you'll get give me another $30. I'll give you 2 more months. You get 3 months for the thing. Low take rate, oddly enough, or lower take rate. The right answer is what's the next problem they're going to have and sell them that. So give me another $30 or $97 or whatever the case may be, and we'll give you the exercises that complement these pills because they're thinking, all right, I've got the diet down. So what they've done, because they've made a decision, they haven't received the pills in the mail, they certainly haven't taken the pills, they've got no benefit from the pills, but in their mind, box checked, they feel better. They've solved that problem in their mind. That's done. So if you try to sell them more of that problem solving, they're not interested because they've already solved the problem. Why would I have more of those pills? Right? Like, best time to sell someone a meal is when they're hungry, not if they just ate. Right? So in my mind, even though I haven't eaten, I'm full emotionally because I'm like, problem solved. I got these pills. It's going to work. So that's just how the human mind, again, so there's some bonus digital marketing content, but that's how the mind works. Even when you're buying, and it's a positive thing, when you've made that decision, you've scratched that itch and you're like, I don't have to worry about that anymore. You've literally checked out, and someone tries to sell you more pills at half the price you just paid. You're like, not interested. Not because you're not interested in the deal. You're like, I've solved that problem.
Amazing.
Cool. All right. That's believe it or not, I'm out of things to say on this topic, which I don't think I've ever said in the podcast. We just ran out of time. I'm just like, I'm done. Suzanne, I'm gonna let you wrap any bow you see fit on this podcast. End it as you think would most benefit our amazing listeners.
Okay, just a couple of key notes. I would say, remember that with any decision, don't worry about if it's the right decision or not, because you will make it the right decision. The second point that I want to make is if you're addicted to stress, then maybe message me. Because sometimes you're like, wait a minute, I solved that decision, but now I'm addicted to stress, and that's a habit. Okay, so let's work on that.
So that's getting some help from a third. That's a little harder to solve with a pill or a decision.
And but just be aware, am I addicted to stress? That might be a good question to ask yourself if you've
Actually,
habitually lived with that for a long time.
as I said that, I'm guessing there are pharmaceutical companies that tell you that is solvable with a pill. I would highly recommend not solving it with a pill.
No
Find
pills.
someone to talk that through with. And I'm
No
sure there's a very
pills.
small percentage that might need pills, but the vast majority you need human interaction and a coach and someone that cares about you to walk you through that.
And the final question to close it up with a bow is, what action or decision are you not making that is sucking your energy? And take the action, make the decision, and just do it. And it will work out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead, Suzanne.
No, it will work out. That was it.
Just going to agree. As we end the podcast, I love that these guys are short, little 20-minute bite size so you can serial listen. Fantastic. My fear and the thing I hate is it's so easy to just roll the next one, roll the next one. So do that now. Put us on pause and just think through what decision or relationship is sucking the life out of me. And let me make a decision right now that's empowering. What can I do right now? A little baby step action. If it has to do with family, I don't have as much resources. If it has to do with growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I think everything on that website is free. There's just a ton of resources to help you grow. But don't leave the scene of a decision without an action. The great Tracy Thompson taught me that. So don't leave this podcast without taking that quick assessment. What can you do right now to be a little more empowered, make your life a little better? And you'll get a ton more value out of these podcasts if you take just a little action. If it's growmycleaningcompany.com, check it out now. I'll see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.